Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother Two Post on Parish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I want to talk to you today and do an exposing audio. And this one is called Ray Comfort, Living Waters Exposed. I was out street preaching this weekend, and one of my brothers was with me. You probably hear my voice a little bit sore from our street preach. And then he went back to where he's living, and he got to witnessing to someone. And the man brought up Ray Comfort that he was witnessing to. The man is with Assembly of God that he was witnessing to. And he brought up Ray Comfort, Living Waters Ministry. And then my brother said, oh, my brother has a testing of that. Well, I used to have a testing until they took my unbiblical teacher's blog down from Blogger. So I lost a lot of my testing. So I wanted to put a testing back up of Ray Comfort. And we're going to do this real quick, real simple, real easy. And I teach my brothers now, you don't need a lot of time to expose false teachers. I used to spend all kinds of time on my false teachers' testings, and it taught me a lot. But once I've got the knowledge, I no longer really have to worry about doing big, long testings, because now I can see how false they are quickly, and then I can pass it on to people quickly. So we're going to expose Ray Comfort real quick. Ready? First of all, the words of our Lord and Savior. John 4:24, Jesus Christ says that God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Okay, Ray Comfort does not preach the true gospel. Christ told us to go into the world, Matthew 28 and Mark 16. He said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. Ray Comfort does not do that. Let me prove it to you really quickly with a few examples of Ray Comfort. First of all, Ray Comfort preaches a gospel that for the most part is fairly sound but not complete. He definitely believes in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He definitely believes in some semblance of repentance. We'll get back to that. He does speak of being born again, okay? And when it comes to holiness and obedience and endurance, not so much. And so Ray Comfort is famous at Living Waters Ministry for preaching about the law and telling people, oh, you've had one lie, you've one look of lust, you've broken the law, and you're going to be guilty before God and you'll go to hell. But Jesus came and made the way for you and died and shed his blood and rose again. And while Christ certainly came to make a way for people that will place their faith in him, Ray Comfort is a heretic because of this. Ray Comfort does not call people to the biblical gospel that calls people out of the world and calls them to righteousness, holiness, truth, and endurance in the biblical faith. Ray Comfort is compromised in so many areas where he will preach about Christ, he will preach about repentance, he will preach about some aspects of truth. But the problem with Ray Comfort is that he stopped short of calling people out of the world. Jesus says, clearly in many places in the Gospels, my kingdom is not of this world, my sheep are not of the world, and my sheep follow me. Ray Comfort does not call anyone out of the world into all truth. He uses the law, but then he stops short and tells people Christ died for you. He leaves them there, believe on Jesus, and find a good church. Is what he generally says. Here's the problem with this. Ray Comfort is ecumenical. What does that mean? Ray Comfort unites to a whole bunch of false heretic people. John MacArthur is one of them. Look up my testing on John MacArthur. A Calvinist, evangelical, worldly, wicked, false teacher. Ray Comfort unites to Kurt Cameron, another false teacher who's on TBN. TBN is Trinity Broadcasting Network. Ray Comfort goes on TBN with him. Ray Comfort is a heretic with terrible associations. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, bad company corrupts. If you think that's not bad enough, Ray Comfort has been on the Joyce Meyer show, not to rebuke her. Nope. To talk to her about the things of God and probably sell his books and his programs and his tracts. Ray Comfort has terrible associations. Ray Comfort teaches a incomplete gospel. Let's keep going. Ray Comfort is united to ecumenicalism all over. And here's a big problem with Ray Comfort. He's a worldly man. Why would I say that? He doesn't call people out of the world. Ray Comfort will not call out sports, which are carnal and not of God. He will not call out politics, which are not of God. He will not call out the corrupt music industry of the Christian faith because he doesn't want to offend people. Ray Comfort, ready? The internet says, I don't know how true this is, he's worth $11 million. That's what the internet says. Do you know where he got his money from? Ministry. Selling the things of God. Living Water sells all kinds of things. When Jesus said, freely was given, freely you shall give. So I don't know how much more you need from Ray Comfort. He does a bunch of things like he rides around. I think his dog died now. He had a little poodle or some kind of dog. And he would put sunglasses on him and ride around on a moped. And then Ray Comfort gets out and does all kinds of things like trivia contests and giving away things to get people's attention. Ray does not preach the gospel of Christ crucified and then call people to repentance and tell them that cry out to God and if you'll obey, you'll be born again by the Spirit of God and then walk in holiness and obedience, leaving the world, leaving false religion, leaving evangelicalism, leaving every false way, walking in holiness and obedience, and then enduring in the faith. You will never hear that from Ray Comfort. Ray Comfort has a very ear-tickling gospel that says you haven't kept the law. None of us have kept the law. Jesus kept it and died for you. Won't you receive him? And then he lets the people go off into their evangelicalism, their TBN, Word of Faith ministries, Joyce Meyer ministries, going off into John MacArthur and all types of evangelicalism. Ray Comfort will never call out if I didn't mention it, Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, pagan holidays that are lies, not rooted in the Father's truth. So Ray Comfort, while he has some zeal for evangelism, it's like the Mormons, they have evangelism zeal too. So do the Jehovah's Witnesses, but it's unfounded zeal. It's wicked. It's deceptive. It's an incomplete gospel. Ray Comfort selling the things of God for mammon and gain. Ray Comfort has terrible associations. Ray Comfort's not holy in how he lives, acts, talks, dresses, what he does for a living, who he associates with. So I hear it all the time. Maybe you can hear passion in my voice about it. I hear it all the time. Oh, Ray Comfort is so awesome. Ray Comfort is a false teacher, a deceiver with an incomplete gospel that tickles people's itchy ears, like Paul talked about in the book of Timothy. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5, we are to mark, or actually Romans 16, 17 says, mark and avoid those who teach doctrine contrary to the sound word of God and avoid them. That's Ray Comfort. And 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke them that are in sin. Ray Comfort just got a public rebuke on my website. We're going to be posting it with some pictures of him. I'll probably add to it over the years, but I don't know what more you need to see. Ray Comfort, false incomplete gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. Ray Comfort, worldly man, Christmas, Easter, feminization, there's one. He's feminized. He doesn't teach the biblical truth for women. Ray Comfort, terrible associations, TBN, Joyce Meyer, Kurt Cameron, who is a movie star that sells all kinds of things of God for mammon. John MacArthur, worldly, Calvinistic, heretic. And Ray Comfort, the favor of people for his own reputation. He's selling things. He's promoting all types of false ways. He will not stand against all the things that go on in the so-called Christian world. He likes to be popular. He likes to mingle with all types of people that are famous or well-known, and he rides off of people's backs, but he will not stand up and call out all sin. Maybe he doesn't even think it's sin. Maybe he thinks Christmas and Easter are okay. Maybe he thinks the contemporary Christian music is biblical. Maybe he thinks people dressing like the culture is okay. Maybe he thinks going to evangelicalism and keeping all their worldliness is okay. None of this is okay before a holy God. So Ray Comfort, wicked, false teacher, deceiver, don't listen to him. The Bible says, mark him, warn him, avoid him. Titus 3 says, warn a heretic once or twice, then avoid him. Ray Comfort is a heretic because he does not stand against. James says, to not do what you know is right is sin. Ray Comfort does not stand up against all those things that I've discussed. And again, Jesus turned tables over for the money-taking that he does. And so I hope this quick audio just gives you an idea why Ray Comfort and Living Waters Ministries is deceptive. He sells tracts that are very deceptive. He sells books and materials that are deceptive. He preaches the law and then leaves you in a place where Jesus died for you, but doesn't tell you that the Bible calls us to be perfect and complete and mature, which means we got to leave our sin many times in the New Testament, over 20. And he doesn't tell you that the Bible tells us that we must be worthy in our walk and our calling for Christ. Oh, we can't be worthy of Christ's calling. He did it perfectly. We must be worthy because we're following him. Romans 16, 17 talks about what are you going to do? Follow sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. This is what's happening in the so-called Christian world. They follow sin all over that's going to lead to their death. They're not following to righteousness that comes from obedience. Last verse, Hebrews 5:9, Christ made the way of eternal life to those who obey him. Ray Comfort does not teach people to biblically obey and walk in holiness. Ray Comfort is a false teacher to be marked and avoided. I hope that helps you. Check out don'tperish.com. I'll add more to this testing in time. We have lots of resources, the biblical gospel, lots of street preaching videos, all for free. We don't sell the things of God like the wicked Ray Comfort does. We don't go on false teachers' programs. We don't compromise for the favor of man. Test yourself to the word of God. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We love you all. Travel and preaching the gospel every day. Making disciples. And yeah, we got to call out false religion wherever we can. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Love you all. Stay away from Ray Comfort and Living Waters. Get in the word of God. We live by every word per our Savior in Matthew 4:4. God be praised.